A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 56. Quarantine is over. The galactic lockdown has ended. Hyperlanes are being opened back up as the citizens across the galaxy get vaccinated against F4RT. On Mandalore, the crew board the Tin Sparrow, ready to get off planet for the first time in over a year. You guys are on the ship, and you guys, before you take off, you find that the ship is in pristine condition.
Pristine.
For how long?
Up to y'all. because Link B, PN-15, and XA-10 took the ship, and they ran around the galaxy for like 6 to 9 months, or however long they were gone. And they're droids. They don't need anything. So while they were just flying around, PN got the place nice and clean. And so, yeah, here you guys are on your clean ship.
You guys smell anything?
No.
It smells like pine salt.
Yeah, I can't smell any of my scent markings, so I got a long night ahead of me, y'all.
No, that's a good thing.
Don't be shitting and pissing on my ship.
No more pee corners.
But my ship.
Our ship.
Yeah, but if intruders come in, how are they going to know that it's our ship?
The blaster marks on their foreheads.
I mean, that's fair, but...
Question answered.
But what if you're not around? You know, my dukes are eternal.
Stop shitting on my ship. Use the refresher.
Wow. Inspirational Listen. Quote above our kitchen sink. Live, laugh, my dukes are eternal.
Oh, yeah. I should also point out that room right next to the bunks is the bathroom, that little square room.
Oh.
And then...
That's a fourth Ryla's, the size of our room.
Ryla's one is right across the hall from hers. It's that little square up there as well.
Okay, nice. I'm last to get on the ship, and as I'm coming out, I got a box of stuff, and I'm like dragging my extra robes and stuff back on, and dropping them as I go through the ship. Just shit everywhere. Not literal, but my junk.
You just don't put it away. You just
no. I just like I'm forgetting it and everything. I'm just in a rush to get back on. You know, it's like, oh, home sweet home.
It's the breadcrumb of your clothing.
Oh, I've missed this so much.
So much that you're just leaving your clothes on the ground?
Will you pick those up for me?
No, we have a robot.
I got it.
A droid, I mean.
You realize you can pick shit up with your mind, right?
What?
The droids are hating us right now for already getting us back on the ship.
PN?
Yes?
Hey, can you get my stuff for me and put it in the bunk?
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God.
What happened to you?
I'm a free droid now.
I gave him a sock.
Me and Linkby have been living the life. We've just been running around the galaxy murdering folks and taking really good care of the ship. So if you don't pick your shit up, I will fucking end you.
Stop trying to get yourself a network spinoff.
It's gonna happen.
No, it won't.
I understand that you might be free now, but a lightsaber still cuts metal real quick.
I ain't afraid of you.
I cut his leg off.
But no. Well, joke's on you. That was my Josta leg.
Hey, my fucking Josta.
Josta leg.
Now hop your ass over somewhere else.
Taco also joins you guys on the ship.
He's what up, TikTok?
What?
That's his nickname, right?
No.
That's what we've been calling him.
To who?
TikTok.
No, TikTok's my cousin.
What's you?
He died. On Korriban.
Wait, then who are you?
I'm Taco.
Oh, here this whole time I thought people were just hungry.
You know, I was really excited to be back, but, you know, I'm kind of thinking about maybe going back.
Never meet your heroes. Never re-meet your heroes.
Yeah, to the Ugnaughts, because at least they sing.
Boy, do they sing.
We can sing.
Do it.
Okay, here we go.
down
to the rivers of the forest.
You should just go back to the Ugnaught.
I'm thinking I might go back to the Ugnaughts.
You know, if you wear a bubble and fart a whole bunch, they'll leave you right the fuck alone.
This is also true. You're a little pitchy in that song. I didn't want to say anything.
Well, I think I'm going to go back to the Ugnaughts. I'm going to go hang out with Seismic and stuff, and you guys just... Bye!
Wait,
bye.
Before you go, can you make a taco?
No!
Well, he was the cook.
Excuse me, Mark and Obi, if you've forgotten...
Hey, what's going on?
Toaster in my chest, creme brulee finger torch, and also that leg over there that you cut off?
Chef-a-leg.
Chef-a-leg.
Okay. And energy drinks for Rala. Rala. He fucked up our refrigerator leg on PN.
What?
Yeah, our energy drinks.
What for?
My shots that all fucked up. I don't know, he's just being a jackass.
No, here's the deal. 10 seconds ago, he's free. Now he's off in to make me food. So he needs to figure his shit out. That's all I'm saying.
I like to cook. It's fun.
I think you're getting a bit of a complex, Mark. We need to have a chat.
What?
Take it down a notch, bruh.
What are you talking about?
I spent a long time and a lot of money putting him back together.
We've all been in quarantine for a little bit. We're all out of our element. So we're trying to get back into our normal groove of things. I'm going to give this guy a pass.
No more taking off limbs.
But it
no
was more a limb joke. Taking.
Droid or,
well,
you know.
Let's not go crazy.
How about just keep your lightsaber put away?
All right. No lightsabers on the ship. Emergencies only.
You want me to hold on to it?
I finally...
Put the child lock
I
on.
I detract it.
Put the child lock on. Remember how I showed you? You put the cap on the top. Put the cap on the top.
Okay. It's on.
Okay. No, fuck.
Just right through the cap.
Oh, my gosh.
$6 on Etsy. Wasted.
Lightsaber, I thought it said it was
lightsaber
guaranteed.
Lightsaber top.
It is guaranteed.
So I guess if someone wants to fix my leg, it shouldn't take too long. It's a clean cut.
Pass.
I'll fix it.
No. I did it.
I'll fix it.
I got it.
Let me roll for it.
Oh, fuck.
22.
That's good enough. Yeah, you do it. You get his leg put back on somehow.
Kale is busy taking in like 8 very, very large bags. Like, you know, travel bags, because he's got so many different outfits that he has either made or plans to travel with at any point in time.
Yes, sir. I just went to the cockpit. Since it's all nice and clean, and I really like that it's nice and clean. I don't have any chips in my seats. And I don't have any, like, hot sauce finger, like, imprints from Kale or Mark. It's really nice in here. Yeah.
The first thing that we do is bring a cheese platter into the cockpit.
Nope. PM won't allow that.
Chub Rub just has, like, a satchel full of the little Vivian creatures and is just, like, fucking...
You can hear Kale from his room. Oh, my God, the robots changed up my Pog collection.
Pogs?
My Pogs! Yeah, just because they're in a galaxy far, far away doesn't mean the Pogs can't exist.
Hey, PN?
Yeah?
Where'd you put my soap? All my carvings.
Your soap? Oh.
My soap carvings. Do you know the soap carvings that I had in my on my shelves?
Uh-huh.
The ones that I spent 40 hours a piece on?
Uh-huh.
Where'd they go?
So here's the thing. We went to this planet way out in the Outer Rim, and we had to make some trades, and they really liked your soap carvings, so we gave them to this like tribe of people that were living on this desert planet, so they're gone.
So you're telling me that you took my soap carvings that I spent hundreds of hours on and just gave them away?
Yes.
And but people was, liked them?
Yeah, they liked them. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they're...
What'd they say?
Well,
people liked them?
I mean, they worked for the trade.
So they wanted them.
I mean, they liked them, but it was your level of carving matched their level of carving so that they did because, like, primitive.
Excuse me?
Well, they're primitive. They you know, they were using, like, stones and rocks and... Oh,
yeah, that's what I thought.
I forgot where you came from. But, so yeah, they're gone. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you want to take that as a good thing that people, I guess...
After all this time, after all this energy I put into it, something new. And most people online, when I posted it to the Twitters, they said they loved it and they wanted to buy it, but I didn't believe it. I thought that somebody just bought bots. But here we are. Here we are in real life.
and somebody took them and loved them and wanted them and cherishes them.
Anyways, yep, sorry, your shit's gone.
That's awesome. I'll make more for them. Do you know who they are? Do they want more?
I don't know.
Thank you, Pierre.
Yeah, no problem.
Wait, did you get some money from that?
I got recognition. Now I can probably get into, like, museums and stuff.
Okay.
He's the first artist that ever is okay with exposure as a form of payment.
Yeah. Now, we just traded for oil so we could do some. Oh. We were on, like, a desert planet, so we had to, like, clean out our... Yeah.
PN.
Yeah.
I need you to put in an order for more soap.
Okay. Seems like a thing you could do. Because, again, I'm not your fucking slave.
Thank you. You kind of owe me.
No.
Yep.
Why?
Because
you sold this wares. Soap carvings, you wouldn't have been able to get
oil. You left them
on
the ship. They clearly weren't important enough to you to take back to your apartment when you knew you were going to be locked down for a year. And also the 3 months that we just kind of hung out, you didn't say, hey, I need my fucking, my stuff, my soap carvings are so important to me.
Hey, PN,
yes.
We used to be real buddies and stuff, and I love that you're free, and I love that you're you, but you turned into a real Doug.
What's a Doug?
It's a race.
It's a race, yeah.
Puto. Penta puto.
Hey, PN, when it comes to the engine room, is my pile of animal skins going to be in there still? Did you clean that up?
I did. I steamed them. They're nice and clean.
Oh, hell yeah. What about the walls? Leave my art alone?
Oh, I didn't touch your art.
Oh, you're the best, PN.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
My pogs were my art.
Wait, what?
I didn't touch your art. I didn't touch your art.
I didn't touch the good art in the ship.
Yeah, your drawings are priceless. Like they belong in a museum.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure that my freezer gets put back in place so I can start refilling it.
Yeah, they definitely did that. They got it all back up and hooked up. So, anyways, you guys get settled in on the ship. You guys take off and leave Mandalore, which we showed. Riley, you enter your quarters and you see that everything's cleaned. You find on your desk the journals that you guys found on Dromenkos that told you.
Okay.
And you see, like, they're there, and there's a note on it from PN that says,
hey, found these, read through them while we were on our trip, was able to decipher some encrypted information, and found the coordinates for where this Sith left his holocron collection on Megiddo.
Cool, so he's briefed on all of this stuff.
Yeah, and now you have coordinates for the lost holocron collection on Megiddo, which, again, you guys found the diary back on Dromenkos. So
that's where we want to head then. Hey, Sawbone.
What up?
Check this out.
Coordinates.
Coordinates.
Cool. Boop, 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 this is where we're going.
Well, I mean, group chat, right? We need to have a group meeting to decide if we want to do this, or am I just making a decision?
He's already taking control.
Well, let's do this.
Wherever y'all are, I lean around the corner like that one GIF, and I do like, I'm chewing on something. And I give you a thumbs up, and I lean back out of frame.
All right.
Chubrub comes out from under the console and zips up his pants. He's like,
yeah, I'm good with that.
Wait, what?
My pee corner.
What?
Don't worry about it.
No. Chubbs, I thought we talked about this.
There's a refresher.
What?
Stop it. I'm going to spank you. I'm going to take you in the bag and spank your bottom.
Hey, everyone, and thank you for listening to another episode of 8-Bit Saga. We are glad that you are still listening to our show. We super appreciate it, and we just wanted to, you know, interrupt the middle. Well, not even the middle, just interrupt right now to say thank you, because you deserve all the thanks. Without our listener support, we probably would have given up on the show 5 years ago, but people still seem to like it, and so we'll continue making it. We've got some really cool announcements to make. Number one, we have a Discord. And if you are a Patreon subscriber, if you connect your Discord to your Patreon account, you should automatically get added to the server, and you should get a really cool Patreon role, which allows you access to some Patreon chats. We have one, and I post over there all the time, screenshots of some of the animations I've been working on in Blender, maps, and I've also been doing some like edit streams over there just to, you know, one, it kind of motivates me to edit, and two, just kind of gives you a behind the scenes look of what it looks like when I edit and kind of explains why it takes so long if you watch it happen. It is a grueling process, but I love it, and it's a lot of fun, and we get to make these super fun episodes that are funny and all that stuff. So go check out our Patreon, patreon.com/8bitsaga. For $5, you get access to the Patreon Discord. You get access to the comic that Shannon did for us. You get access to extended episodes. I think this one has 20-plus minutes of goofs and things that were cut at the end, so go check that out. I'm also working on maybe doing like a video version of the podcast. Obviously, we don't have cameras up when we record, but since we're using a TV now, I do have all the videos and the maps and all that stuff. So I could theoretically put something together for like a video form. That way you could look at the maps too while you listen. So I'm working on that. We'll see if it happens, but go join. Another fun announcement. I've been building our website finally after 6 years. It should be out soon. I'll make sure to post links to it when it's up over on our Twitter and our Discord and our Patreon and everywhere. So keep an eye out for that. On the website, we'll have character bios, maps, episode guides, things like that. I'm working on all that stuff right now. There'll also be links to the Discord and to Patreon. And we've been posting links to the Discord over on our Twitter already. So go follow us on Twitter @8bit_saga. Join the Discord, hang out with people, and, you know, maybe learn some stuff about the Saga universe that you didn't know. As always, we just wanted to thank Graham Plowman for allowing us to use the music for the show. He did a stellar job. He does a stellar job making this Star Wars sounding music that, you know, he made our podcast theme for us. And then he has other tracks available that we use all the time. As always, go check out the 8-Bit Geek at the8bitgeek.com. Go check out the 8-Bit Geek Patreon at patreon.com/the8bitgeek. Our show is only possible through the network. So super appreciate that as well. All the supporters over there. So I think that's it. Go check out the Discord website coming soon. Patreon exclusives, and even though it's already happened, I also just want to say real quick, one of the cool things about the Discord is that the Patreon subscribers, we do an episode premiere the night before it releases over on the Discord. So it's already happened for this episode, so if you missed that, I apologize, but just know that in the future, for future episodes, typically the night before the episode's going to drop, we're going to premiere them over there in the chat, and you can talk with us, you can ask questions, you can, you know, listen to the show, laugh with us, make jokes. Have fun, you know, all that cool stuff. So again, Discord, Patreon, website, all that. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening, and let's finish this up. So you follow the coordinates and you arrive at Megiddo. The surface of the planet is covered in these giant, like, crystalline formations. And there's, like, a huge snowstorm blowing through. There's all the snow everywhere. You fly through and you land outside of what it looks like an old... Okay, I'm gonna say temple. It's not, like, a Jedi temple.
God, I can't take another one of these.
Don't worry, there won't be a gauntlet in this one.
Yeah, no gauntlet. You guys have landed your ship kind of over by Ed and Britt. So, yeah, move your characters that way. You guys land outside of this tower.
Yes.
It's like in a crater, almost like an asteroid crater that had crashed through. And then at some point thousands of years ago, they had built a temple here.
It's very real estate.
There is a bridge that spans from like the edge of the crater to the temple. It's like a 100-foot drop.
Trebro's going to like put his paw in the air and just kind of like close his eyes and meditate and just see if he feels anything. Okay. Using the force.
And I rolled a one on that. Hold his hand.
Yeah. So I probably don't feel shit, even though that's a 26.
No.
You feel Mark's hand in yours.
Oh, I feel something, you guys.
Together. You have to do it together.
Can I roll
a
use the force?
Yeah, use the force. People can use some force checks.
I also put my other hand in her hand. So now all of us are...
Does that give me a penalty to my use of force?
No. If he rolled, it might actually help.
Yeah, roll. Oh. Roll for it. I'll let it happen.
Are we forcing? Are we forcing together?
I'm just going to use perception.
I rolled a 19 to make a snow angel while they're doing this stuff.
I mean, I rolled a 32 perception.
I got a 29.
27?
No, the force users don't sense anything. Sawbone, with his perception, sees that... There's like light coming out through some of those. They're not windows. There's like slits and stuff along the tower. So there's.
It looks like there's light coming out of those slits.
You didn't see that.
I did see that.
No. He saw that.
No, Sawbone saw it.
I saw that.
Oh, you did? Oh, I thought that was a force thing.
He rolled a perception check and it was high.
You got the force?
No, I could just see.
The light coming out.
And I look out the window. Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you just like look up a little bit.
Yeah, like, there right it is. There. Yep.
People with the force are always closing their eyes.
I would get it. Just, like, look. Just look. Just look, right? Close your eyes.
Oh my God, I see it too.
I just go up and flick him in the forehead.
Kel, the next time we'll just use the force.
It's about looking beyond without your eyes.
All right. There's a room where that light's coming from.
I pick up Kale with the force.
By what part of me?
Your feet.
Oh, no. Oh, well, I've been making snow angels, so that's pretty easy.
36.
Yeah, I mean, it beats it.
All right, so you pick him up. What do you do?
I hang him out. I go to the door. I was like, is the force funny now? Is the force funny?
I didn't say it was funny. If anything, it's not funny. It's not entertaining. It's just... Just look.
And
you
I
know
start
what I, mean?
I start tickling his stomach.
All right.
Is it funny?
Stop.
Is the force funny?
Stop. I was holding it. I'm going to pee myself.
I tickle him a little more.
I just pee myself.
And you're upside down?
Nobody look. What would you do?
I lay him down slowly.
Into a puddle of his pee that's running off the floor.
Are you happy, big man?
It was a joke.
Look what y'all did.
I'm not ready to take on adversity right now.
Hold on, are y'all still on the ship?
Yes. No, I mean,
pees on the floor and he doesn't get in trouble. Come on.
No, we're not on the ship.
Oh, you're not on the ship. Okay.
Yes.
No, because he was doing snow angels.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
We're outside the tower.
You moved me away from the snow angels? Okay. I was just like, there's a big snow angel with a puddle in the middle of it.
A yellow puddle.
No, there's a puddle by the door that everyone now has to step around.
Yep.
Yeah, y'all were just like on the ramp of the ship, like leading down, and he brought you back up.
Hey, PN?
Yes.
Can you bring a couple towels outside?
That's going to take more than that.
Well, no reason.
The damage is done, Mark. The damage is done.
I'm sorry, buddy.
That's okay. Whatever. I was asking for it.
You're going to want to dry off your prosthetics because I don't think that's going to be good for it.
No, it's pee resistant. I know.
I know. I already tested this.
Well, it is snowing, so you are...
I just pack a bunch of snow on a wet spot of my pants.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, all just right. Go get some new pants, my dude. The ship's, like, right there.
It's a point of pride at this point, and I've been standing here for so long, it feels weird to leave at this point. Can we just open the...
Let's just go. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to go. So
Chubrub's the last one to go in, and once everyone else has gone in, he walks over and pees on top of Kale's pee. Watch your step. Okay, never go.
Walks over and pees on Kale's pee?
That makes sense. We've all seen dogs.
In his territory.
We've all seen dogs.
Looks both ways.
All right.
Yeah. All right, so you guys head towards the tower, and as you're crossing the bridge, the ground starts to rumble.
That's not me, right? That everyone feels this one?
A giant worm busts out of the ground below.
What?
It's a Magetan white worm.
Dude.
Back here or up here?
Next to you. Like off the side of the bridge.
We just walk inside.
No, you don't.
The doors are open.
You're just looking
open.
At him like, ah, fuck that thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Roll initiative.
I got a 22.
34.
29.
20 for Chubrub. 27.
I'm adding pictures onto the map so you guys can kind of see what these dudes look like. But yeah, you can see that the top of this worm, it's like the crystalline like formations and stuff. They look mean and tough. Look at they're made of rock.
So Sawbone is going to be going first.
Sweet. Well, I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and put Hunter's Mark and Hunter's Target on it and shoot it up.
Hell yeah.
That is a 37.
That is a hit.
Hell yeah. Did 54 damage.
You did 54 damage?
Yeah.
Shit. Ryla's next.
So I'm gonna force grip this worm.
Oh, you're gonna force grip it, huh?
And I have improved for grip. So for a force point, I can hold it for an additional round.
Gotcha.
And then I get a grip without concentration. Yeah. So I can act while it's still gripped on my next turn.
Yep.
So I'm doing that.
That's a bet.
That's 25.
25. So that's a success.
22 damage.
Nice. So you grip it with the force and you what, lift it up? And
yeah, you're just I lift him holding in mid-air, just holding it in the air. I just want to like stun him a bit for the next few attacks.
So you lift it up and you pull it out of the ground, but there's still like a fuck ton.
It's
still in the ground, but you've definitely pulled it out a little bit.
Yeah, and it's just sort of wiggling there. And you said he can only take a single
Swifty,
which that's not even enough to do an attack, so he can't really do anything but wiggle impotently. So that brings us around to Kale.
That's right. Can I do a perception roll?
You can.
I just want to see, it looks in the photo like there's a gaping mouth.
Yes, it's got a big old maw with a bunch of teeth in it.
I assume the insides are where
toothy.
I was going to see if I could perceive any like weak spots.
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah, obviously inside the mouth is going to be less tough than the exterior.
You don't have to zoom in. I can see it. I don't need to zoom in there, enhance.
So yes, you can perceive that inside of its mouth is
fleshier
than the hardened exterior.
All right, I'm gonna aim for the mouth.
Okay,
I've got both my guns.
You're gonna double
shoot
up
for the moisture. Yeah,
shoot for the,
for the moisture.
That is a 36 to hit.
Yowza. Yeah,
with
that's
the first
a,
one.
Yeah, that's a hit. We'll say that's good enough to shoot it in the mouth.
I'll roll for the second shot.
Do
I
it.
Guess, which is 31.
Still really good.
I know.
What did you hit on the die?
9.
Whoa.
Golly. Yeah, I've got a plus 22 to my hits now, but I should have filled out my card.
It's been so long, I forgot how strong you guys are.
I'm no longer taking any negatives to my shit.
That's nice.
So, yeah, it's not bad.
Welcome to the broken part of the system.
Yeah. Yeah, now I'm not the person you have to worry about anymore, Brendan.
I just need to change some things.
No. Now I just gotta make some
18
changes.
Sith burst out of its chest.
Like, ah, ha, ha, it's us, the 10. We were in here the entire time.
This is just our worm Gundam.
Fleshy worm Gundam.
Fucking the the wooden Trojan horse.
Fleshy Trojan horse.
26 damage for the first one.
Nice, jeez.
And then the second shot from my old pistoles. 27.
For the second one?
For the second shot.
Jeez,
into
Louise.
Its old flesh sack.
Into its fleshy.
Its old maw.
Its old fleshy maw.
Kill that guy with a maw in his paw.
Well, I can tell you, it's certainly not happy.
Oh, good. I mean, because
those were some solid hits.
Good. I'm trying to ruin its dentures.
Nice.
It screeches in pain as it writhes in Ryla's grip. And it is on Mark.
Okay.
Finish him off, please.
Just for you.
Pretty, please.
I am going to jump towards it with my lightsaber.
Okay.
And like reverse like this.
A reverse grip to stab,
to stab
down
it,
into it.
To
I'm
stab
digging
into
it.
It. That's a 38.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
Shit.
That's a hit for sure.
Okay. So I'll roll damage.
Okay. So you leap and stab the thing for.
So it's 42 damage.
Yeah.
42 damage.
So can you explain how I did that?
Yeah, Doug, can you explain how he did that?
Oh, what did he do? So you take a running leap off the bridge.
Oh, my God. So badass.
Yeah, you ignite your lightsaber in the air and you stab it right. Yeah. Yeah. And you stab it right below its mouth. Kind of like in it, like below its, what would be its chin. I mean, they're fucking worms, but you're right on the jaw. And you slide down the kind of rough crystal outside of it, and you just break those crystals open. Now, here's a question. Can he move again?
He's just got to ride it all the way down.
Yeah, basically.
Can I jump back?
He should be able to
bridge?
Acrobatics, right?
Jump right, yeah. Jump back into the onto the bridge?
Yeah, you're going to need to get back onto the bridge.
Yeah, I'll allow it. Roll good.
If he goes down with this little worm, how far down is he going?
Pretty far.
Pretty far.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like hundreds of feet.
Like hella far.
Hundreds of feet? That's how deep this crater is?
It's all right. I got. I think I'm
you
next.
You can force
so
grip.
I'll grab it.
Yeah, okay. So if I fail this.
I'll try.
I've got a rope.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, here
I
we go.
I can toss him a lasso.
What'd you got for us?
Natural
one. Come
on. 91?
No, but it's still not very good.
So it's a total of 11.
Yeah, buddy.
No.
Okay, so he needs help.
Well, okay, but it's still his turn. So he slides down and he tries to do this cool like backflip off of it. And his foot snags on one of the crystalline pieces that's on its body. And he trips and he hits the side of the bridge and is now like hanging on.
He's hanging on?
Okay.
Yeah. But again, this is all happening very quick and it's not, he hit hard.
He won't be there for long.
Yeah.
So all you hear from the side though is, Cal, I think I peed myself too.
Karma worm.
Oh yeah. Did he kill it?
No.
It's still alive.
I
don't know why
I'm asking you. I have the hit points here.
No, but it is.
It did 48 damage, right?
You've all done a good amount.
Yeah.
Big
to
chunk.
Its outer like crystal like body.
Yeah, but he just cut a big opening.
Oh, yeah,
he did.
He did. So now aim for the opening. How big is the hole? Is it like a couple meters wide?
About 8 feet long. You slid down.
Yeah.
And you melted like the crystal away. So yeah, it's got this big exposed spot right in the fucking center of its chest. Ryla still has it gripped.
Hang on, Marky.
I love you.
That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, and it is Chubrub's turn.
Chubrub is going to do the improved move light object and whip a thermal detonator into the big fleshy opening that Mark was so kind to cut open for us. Over 40, I'm guessing, hits.
Yes, you asshole. It hits.
35.
What's the radius on the explosives?
What of it? Would it make a difference? Is it that big? A detonator goes off inside of it?
Well, someone is pretty fucking close compared to everyone else. In fact, move Marky on the map to the right in front of that thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm below it. Right?
Does it mean that like fleshy chunks and
could fall on
crystal
me?
Chunks might get blown at you?
So it's a 4-square burst.
Would that hit Marky? Say somewhere he is.
Yeah, I would think so.
So since he is below it and probably far enough away that he doesn't take full damage, but you will take half damage from being peppered by chunks of this thing. Again, its outer skin layer is.
Crystals.
So it'd be like 17 damage.
Hey guys, don't worry about me. I'm just, ouchie, ouchie.
So when it blows up, it blows it in half. And so there's the mouth part now hanging because Ryla still has that gripped. And the explosion causes it to like sever and the bottom half falls down into the crater below.
All right, I'm going to grab Marky for a 40 to Wingardium Leviosa's ass up onto the bridge.
I was just going to rush and jump. Very dramatically. My boy! My little peach twin!
But I'm doing a real cool pose as I float in the air.
Nope, I've got him completely upside down.
Damn it! Yeah.
He's got you by the ankle.
Chin now.
Now the pee is hitting me exactly.
I'm grabbing you specifically by like the heel, so it's just one, so your other leg is just off. Like.
Oh my gosh.
So as Chubrub is setting Marky down, the ground rumbles again. And on the other side of the bridge, another white worm.
I jump at it again.
This one's bigger than the first one.
This one's bigger than the first one. You guys can like play the other one prone.
I head back towards the ship. And I say, we're done with this planet.
There's always a bigger fish.
Yep, the bigger mama white worm, I guess.
Oh no, it's mama worm.
Why's it gotta be white?
Because that's what they're called.
Oh.
So that one pops out of the ground, and it, too, is, like, bellowing, screeching, whatever noise they make at you. Whose turn is it now?
So that was Chubb's kill, which brings us back up to the top with Sawbone. What do you do?
I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and Hunter's Mark and Hunter's Target and shoot the missile launcher in its mouth.
Oh, hell yeah.
Aim for its mouth.
Boom, boom, I like boom. It. All right. Roll it up.
Yeah, do that.
So that is a 37.
Fuck. Yeah, that's a hit.
That is 64 damage.
Ew.
Damn.
64? You say 64?
Oh, boy.
Nice.
And because it's the missile, it like goes in and then explodes,
and then explodes.
It's 4 squares of damage.
Inside of its mouth.
Yeesh.
Yeah, you knock out a lot of its teeth, not all of them.
So it's actually now the worm's turn. All right, it is going to attack you, Sawbone. So it dives to bite you.
Okay.
But misses and crashes into the bridge, dealing itself 6 damage.
Oh my nice. God.
And it takes out part of the bridge.
I was
so.
Just about to say, what's the structural integrity yeah. of the bridge?
And it is now kind of like partially on the bridge, and it's Ryla's turn.
That black square on the map is where the worm hit, and that part of the bridge is now missing.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Took a chunk
so
out.
Not, it's not right in front of...
It's not, like, right in front of you.
But
right.
I can but run up on it.
Yeah, you can run up
it.
On it, yeah.
Wait, is it your turn?
It's Ryla.
Okay,
Ryla's
yeah.
turn.
So now that your turn's over, you let go of the head?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Everybody... That's near the edge on the other side. Make a dodge check real fast.
Oh, God damn it. I mean, I can't do a controlled drop and like...
No, actually, it would be against their reflex save.
Reflex save. Sorry.
So, does anybody have a reflex lower than a 20?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
Okay. So, yeah, it falls and it just kind of crashes next to y'all, but y'all don't...
Oh, look at that.
And it falls down to
don't
the
lose
rest
your
of
head.
Its body. Yep.
Yeah, and I'm going to use a battle strike and run up and attack this other one.
Get it.
Do it.
29 because of that for the attack roll.
That is a hit.
Nice. That's 37 damage.
Yeah, it is.
What did you do?
I ran up on it, used my great saber, and just
right
like,
in it.
Fuck yeah.
Right in the head.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it makes that screechy pain noise that you know and love so much. Next up is Kale.
Yeah, I'm going to run and jump on top of it and shoot it.
Okay.
You can also fly.
Yeah.
You can fly. Would I should I
you should
like
use
just
your
a run
boots.
In a
that's
poof,
a cool yeah, come
just
on.
One of those poof, uh-huh. like a bounty hunter kind
oh,
of
with
poof.
Your with your jetpack.
Aren't they the boot jetpacks
yeah, jet like, booster, like jet
oh, are they boots?
Yeah, like Cad Bane.
Oh, that's so much better. Is a 33 to pilot.
Yeah, I mean, you're...
and
yeah.
then, boop!
You're good. And now you're on it.
I look at the group.
Now, now what?
What are you doing
I point
up
a
there?
Gun. I do a very flamboyant... straight down with my gun down. In between my legs, and I fire it off. 39.
That's a hit.
That's a hit. 36.
Jeez.
36 to pop that boy in the double dome.
Yeah, that's a... That's a pretty good attack. And now you're on top of it. Congratulations. I don't know what you wanted to get out of this.
I'm going to yee-haw this bitch into the ground.
Yeah, well, see how that goes.
All right, well, it looks cool for the artwork later.
Next up is Marky.
Oh, I will do stuff.
Yeah, you will.
Is it still laying there? It is.
Yes.
I'm riding yeah. it.
So I'm just going to run up to it, and I'm going to do a...
I just want you to jump on Caleb's shoulders and like do a chicken attack.
Chicken attack!
I'll do my battle strike. 35 to hit.
Yeah.
Roll your use the force.
And then I'll do my force. Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah?
Oh, that's a big boy. That's a big boy.
That's a big boy.
So that is
stop
going
rolling
to be...
so good. What the fuck?
I'm always the worst at rolling, too.
That's true. You're having a pretty hot night.
All right, so I hit the 30-plus mark.
What's your total roll?
So it's 18 plus 20.
Okay, so you're over 40. You get 66 on that.
I was just about to get to that. I got it right here.
Sorry, bud.
I was reading
hey,
it.
Hey, man.
He's got to so, print off and everything.
Yeah,
but
I printed it off and did everything.
Okay, yeah, sure. Do your thing.
You printed off your answers to a BuzzFeed article. What is that?
Oh, wait. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. My
which
bad.
Which Sex in the City character you are? Come on.
Which saga character are you?
58 damage.
What? 50 damage?
50 damage.
Good lord. That is an impressive attack.
All right, so...
Fucked up. It lasted less turns than the first one.
Chub Rub has got a move object ready to go on the dead animal. Just make sure our boys don't die.
He doesn't care.
I want to live forever.
So what exactly did you do, Jer?
I just went up to the side of it. Nothing fancy. Just did a nice
big
little slash.
Okay. So you do that and your lightsaber nearly decapitates it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm in a splash zone.
And yeah, with its like dying tremors, it begins to slide back down into the pit.
With Kale on top of it.
Kale on top of it.
Trebrub.
I'm going home, Mama.
Throws up a move object and grabs it.
Let me die.
Trebrub starts like waving it up and down like one of those like grocery store like horses the kids ride, you know?
Oh, whoa.
There's gotta be blood flying everywhere.
There
this
is.
Really smells.
The head finishes decapitating and just goes exactly. flying off.
Yep. Yeah. The head decapitates and the rest of the body.
I jump off of it.
I fling it very far away.
The head.
The rest of the body.
No, the body's like into the ground.
Okay,
like,
I fling it away from the bridge, so yeah. it's not.
Body goes,
anymore.
And then you toss the head too, and it all tumbles
and
down.
And everyone's
the
covered in guts.
All right, I'm gonna need to take a minute. That was a bit much.
Chubbs is saying that. You know
you were
serious.
The one playing yeah. with it.
No, I'm talking about all of that exertion. We're just trying to walk in this fucking place.
I know. We haven't even gone inside yet.
Tell me you don't like soliciting without telling me you don't like solicitors. Two worms guarding a door.
Yep. I walk up and say, would you like to buy some insurance?
We've been trying to contact you about your worms' extended warranties. You guys want some cookies?
There it is.
There it is. Okay. If you had Corky Romano on your Romano. Fucking Saga bingo card.
For you at home playing the home game.
Yeah.
Us Force users should probably like meditate and get our shit back.
Oh, sure. Because
that's
yeah,
a thing
guys,
we should do.
You guys
it
meditate.
It takes 60 seconds.
And we meditate.
So we all hold hands.
we're all gutsy.
I'm going to meditate over here.
Oh, I hug her.
By myself.
I Ooh. Hug her.
No.
Yeah. Get a room.
Can I dodge? Is there a way to?
I feel like you'd have to make a grapple attack and then you have to dodge it.
Don't make me fight you.
All right, so you guys approach the door and knock confidently.
Thank you.
Dun, dun, dun.
The door opens.
Security system's down.
And you see some little lermans.
Oh, hey there, little guy.
And they're like,
Did you destroy the monsters?
Yeah, little guy.
Oh, those things weren't working for you?
No.
Oh, we killed them.
So you guys have just been stuck in here?
No, we live here.
Yeah, you see all the blood, and that's one of their heads over there. If you look over there, that one way down there is dead, and then that one coming out of the ground, that's also dead.
Yep. We're from the Monster Removal Agency.
And I'd pull the Ghostbusters proton wand out.
You can't just pull a Ghostbusters proton wand. We have to draw the line somewhere with your imagination.
Sorry. It's been a while.
Yeah, that'll be, what, out of you guys, like, what, 5,000 credits?
5 million credits.
Oh, we can't offer you that, but we can offer you warmth from the storm.
Got any meat?
You got any crystals?
Got any warmth?
Got any spice?
Yes to everything except for the spice, you fucking weirdo.
It doesn't say that.
Yes to everything except for the spice. Come on in!
All right.
You hear that? They got the crystals.
Okay.
So you guys enter inside of...
Oh, they got a jacuzzi.
We don't have a jacuzzi. You walk inside of the temple and you find like this giant room that looks like it would have served as some sort of like an antechamber to sort of like a giant like entryway into this
it's
temple.
Huge.
And, yeah, you see that there's camps set up everywhere. There's a bunch of tents, and there's a bunch of these lermans running around. And I will show you guys real fast what a lerman looks like.
Because right now, I'm imagining those guys that you play that game with that fall off the side.
Not lemurs.
Okay.
Lemmings?
Lemmings.
Lemmings.
Yes.
Lemmings.
Lemmings.
Oh, whoa, they are lemurs.
What the fuck?
Oh, they are lemurs.
Oh, they do. Yes. Okay.
The lermans.
Majora's Mask-looking motherfuckers.
These specifically are from the Clone Wars. You see all these camps, and you see that there's a bunch of them. There's about 70 of these lermans living inside of this, like, makeshift little village area. They crowd around you, and they're all, like, excited that, one, there's people, and that, two, that you guys, yeah, you killed the white worms outside.
Yes, yes. Bow to me. Bow to me.
And they, like, bring out, like, their elder, and he's got a little cane, and he's also kind of got, like, I don't want to say, like, tribal clothes, but you know he's got like a big like headdress on, and just it looks like
a
well respected yeah like chief of these women.
I mean, when I asked for meat, you didn't have to bring me your elderly to eat. I mean, I could settle for like, you know, rat or something.
I bow to him very deeply and I say, dude.
I go up to him and I do a hand and like a grasp, and then I bring him in and I hit him on the shoulder. Like, what's up?
Okay, take it down a notch, guys. Give him some space. Give him some space.
My family tells me that you have defeated the white worms.
Your family speaks great truths, old one.
You're welcome.
We look for your glowing square cubey things.
Also, do you have any clean pants? Because two of our party might need new pants.
I don't know if we'll be able to find anything that will fit any of your friends, but We might have pants that'll fit you.
Oh, I'll check out your threads.
I've also heard that you are hungry. Here, bring them some food.
And some younger, like, Lerman come up, and they've got bowls of stews and plates of meats and berries and things.
That's very kind of you. Thanks.
Another one comes up to Chubrub and has just, like, pants.
Pants?
like a stack of
all
pants.
All kinds to choose from?
Yeah.
I take the ones that look the funkiest and put them on. Are there any bell bottoms?
No.
All right.
Yes, you with the hand up.
Yeah, quick question. Mm-hmm. So do you just stay in this circle?
Yes.
Quick other question before I partake in this food.
Mm-hmm.
So you stay in here.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't go outside.
No, not really, no.
Okay. So what are we about to eat?
I think you know where we're going with
this. Yes. Those are the wee babies.
Oh my god!
Chub Rub has already got like a mouthful of food.
Whose babies?
He looks over at everyone and just slowly keeps chewing.
The white worm babies.
The worm babies?
Not our babies, the Magitan white worm babies, you fucking monsters.
I can never be too sure.
Well, if you're eating their babies, that's probably why they were hostile to you.
No, they are hostile all the time. They just show up and they destroy everything.
So okay. Were y'all held here, like, hostage?
No. It's just, they are very big. We are very small.
Mm. I mean, look how small they are. They can't do anything against these things.
So you guys gonna go out there and, like, retrieve all that meat?
It has already been taken care of.
You're welcome.
That'll feed you for years.
Chubrub's gonna take out some thermal detonators and give them to them in a sack and be like,
those will help you, but be very careful because they could kill everyone near them.
I appreciate your gesture, but we prefer to do things the old-fashioned way. We have no use for weapons of war, except when it comes to clubbing the baby worms. We use clubs.
Clubbing baby worms.
Oh my god.
All right.
So, do you guys got, like, you guys got these glowy artifacts that make you feel funny when you get near them?
Well, we're here to find some messages.
Okay.
But I'm not sure where they would be located.
We are on a great quest looking for weird shit.
Chubrub punches him right in the dick.
Ooh, my sweet tank.
You take 2 points of damage to your penis.
I'm not fit.
2 points of tank damage.
I meditate.
Well, to answer your question, we've been here for about 2 years since we left our towns and cities and villages, and we've sent scouts to look through the temple to see what we could find, and, well, there's a bigger monster down below.
Oh!
Okay, tell me it's not ghosts.
Well, we have not seen any ghosts in this temple, but I will say we have decided that we could just live up here, and we have not gone back down since.
Okay, so send some guys down there.
As I said, we have sent scout parties before, but none have ever come back.
But what if we go down there and kill it?
If you went down and killed the monster, you would help us tremendously. You could keep any treasure you find. We have no need for it. And that would allow us to expand further down and grow our community.
Do you have a map?
No, we have no map.
Do you know any more about the monster? Is it like a Tarantino?
I don't know what the Tarantino is.
Why would he know that?
But from what we've gathered, it must be like one of the white worms, but bigger, scarier. For us, we are no match for it, but you handle those with ease. It should be no problem for you, but for us, as you can see, we are small.
Do you have any... Do you have any clubs we can take?
What? Aces, jacks, queens, kings, jokers, any clubs at all.
Guys, if we need to protect ourselves, hello?
Yeah, that's true.
Get them some clubs, I suppose.
We don't need the clubs.
Sandwiches.
And sandwiches, I guess. But for now, if you want to go down to the lower levels, please follow me to the center of our village.
Oh, it's an elevator.
So he leads you through their little city of tents and stuff, and you guys come across right in the center of the room. There is this giant, like, circle platform. It is level with the ground, and there's a little tiny, like, control station next to it, and they hand you this, like, ancient-looking key that it's not tech at all. Like, it just looks like it just kind of slides into an opening there to control the elevator. And he says, like,
may the force guide you. And we hope to see you soon.
I mean, if we don't fucking die, sure.
We're really doing this?
I mean...
For potential...
Holocrons!
I mean, were those very much work? Because, I mean, I didn't break a sweat or even get nasty, so...
Yeah, we're going down there.
All right. I guess we need to help these Lermans.
Yeah, Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm kind of corrupted with the dark side just a little bit. I need to do some nice things, so... Yeah.
I guess we're doing this.
So you guys get onto the platform there in the center of this giant room, and you take the ancient key that they gave you, and you insert it into the control panel there, and when you turn the key, the platform that you're standing on begins to rumble, and you guys feel as the platform begins to descend, and you guys are now entering the lower levels of this temple, and that is where we'll pick up next time.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga presents Shadow of the Old Republic.